In late December, President Jimmy Carter died at the age of 100, and the White House ordered flags to fly at half staff in his honor for 30 days, per tradition. This means flags would fly at half staff during President-elect Donald Trump's Inauguration Day on Monday, January 20th. However, citing a federal statute, Texas Governor Greg Abbott ordered to raise flags to full staff at state buildings to mark Trump's swearing in. Abbott released a statement saying in part, "On January 20th, our great nation will celebrate our democratic tradition of transferring power to a new president by inaugurating the 47th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. As we unite our country and usher in this new era of leadership, I ordered all flags to be raised to full staff at the Texas Capitol and all state buildings for the inauguration of President Trump. While we honor the service of a former president, we must also celebrate the service of an incoming president and the bright future ahead for the United States of America." Abbott stated the American flag would remain at half staff for the remainder of the federal government's 30-day order following Trump's inauguration. Texas continues to mourn with our fellow Americans across the country over the passing of former President Jimmy Carter. President Carter's steadfast leadership left a lasting legacy that will be felt for generations to come, which, together as a nation, we honor by displaying flags at half staff for 30 days, Abbott said in a news release. The incoming president also made headlines Monday, January 13th, when the Associated Press reported the American flag at Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort was back to full height before the end of the 30-day order. However, Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort is a private residence. The federal government cannot require flags at half staff on private properties, only on public lands and federal facilities. Trump attended Carter's state funeral last week and released a statement about the former president's time in office. He said, in part, "The challenges Jimmy faced as president came at a pivotal time for our country, and he did everything in his power to improve the lives of all Americans. For that, we all owe him a debt of gratitude." Trump's inauguration is at noon on January 20th. It will be his second term in office.